We ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's call to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting Friday, March 10th, 2023. It is now 8:02. First item on the agenda, 23-0178. Minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting of January 4th, 2023. We're going to take a look at those. Let's get those reviewed and approved.
I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Minutes are approved. All right, next. 23-0179, discuss the role of officers. We have the attachment of the MHFC bylaws.
So in your packet, online I attached the full bylaws, but in your packet you have just the, for the officers, so you didn't have to flip through all the pages. But I'm more than happy to open the bylaws in its entirety if you would like to review anything else that's on there.
I just read them. We just want to run through the titles, run through them real quick.
Yes, sir.
It's really short. Section 301, selection titles and terms of office. The officers of the corporation shall be a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer, and such other officers as the board may from time to time elect or appoint. One person may hold more than one office, except that the president shall not hold the office of secretary. The officer shall be chosen at its first meeting held after October 1st of each year. Section 3.02, powers and duties of the president. The president shall be the chief executive officer of the corporation and shall preside at all meetings of the board. Subject to the board, the president shall have general supervision of the management of the properties and affairs of the corporation and shall see that all orders and resolutions of the board are carried into effect. The president shall be ex officio, a member of all standing committees. In furtherance of the purposes of the corporation, the president may sign and execute all contracts, conveyances, franchises, bonds, deeds, assignments, mortgages, notes, any of the other instruments in the name of the corporation, subject to any restrictions imposed on such authority by applicable law or an express delegation by the board of such authority to some other officer or agent of the corporation. Section 3.03, powers and duties of the vice president. The vice president shall have such powers and duties as may be prescribed by the board and shall exercise the powers of the president during his or her absence or inability to act. Any action taken by the vice president in the performance of the duties of the president shall be conclusive evidence of the absence or inability of the president at the time such action was taken. All right. And so the next thing we want to do, 23-0180, election of officers.
I suppose I should make my formal, is that right? Okay, so Tom Gibson, I'm stepping down and I'm going to be resigning or from the position of vice president that I took last fall. This is due to outside obligations not related to the corporation and other demands of my time. So making that formal at this time.
Okay. So we now have a vacancy at vice president. We'll open it up for nominations.
Nominate Tyler.
I accept the nomination.
I second the nomination.
All right.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Any other candidates for vice president? All right. All in favor of Tyler Underwood stepping in as vice president of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, anyone opposed? Okay, Tyler, you are now elected as vice president.
Awesome. Now I can ask those detailed questions.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see how much we can get Bob's bill up to this month.
All right. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. 23-0181, consider, discuss, act on the accounting services engagement letter for Brown, Graham, and Company, PC. And we have a letter from them, an engagement letter, looks like. Okay. Okay, well, let's just take a few minutes to read this, and then we can discuss it.
Is it common practice to make statements like, we provide no assurances and no from the statements or things like that? You know, I'm just saying that throughout this, and I'm not sure. I just don't have the background to know if that's common practice.
This is just a compilation on audit. Like, they're just doing the bookkeeping, so okay. We can't, like, present these financials to other parties and say these are solid. We'd have to pay them a lot more to, like, actually test the balances and do, like, the due diligence. They're just taking the numbers my understanding is from this, is they're just taking the numbers we give them and putting them into nice financial statements and keeping the books for us.
So you can go for a more robust report if you wanted to, but in this case...
Yeah, it would be a lot more than $1,400 a
gotcha.
Month.
Gotcha. Okay. Just making sure I'm clear.
Are they doing an annual also, or is this a monthly?
We pay monthly.
Okay. Who was doing it before this?
This is our only firm. So we engaged the services of this firm as we created our co-development deal with Independence, because they specialize in the partnership deals. It's very specialized services they provide, and there's only a handful of people in the state, and they came highly recommended from our financial advisors.
Okay. So they don't work with the city other than us?
No.
And we've used them before?
Yes. They're currently our accounting services.
And then the city hires an auditor that audits us as far as the whole city audit.
And they provide the when the auditors are here, they provide the information to the auditors. When the auditors ask questions, we send it. They have access to our bank accounts. They get in there every month and look at all the items and stuff.
So they can log in directly to see?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think $14 a month is bad. I mean, I did these. I ran a family or helped run a family office, and $1,400 a month is pretty decent. We used Armanino, and they were more.
I have little basis for comparison, so I'll take your word for it.
So we've had for a few years.
Yes. What was the fill? What was the fee last year? Has this gone up? Or
no, it's the same price. What'll happen is it's based off doing the books for the HFC and our four entities that were created because of the partnership for the Independence. Our next partnership deal, when they have to do the books for those other entities, at that point they will come to us and say, this is what we will charge for those.
Is this an annual engagement then? Letter for them, or is this just periodic?
It's kind of it just popped up again. We started looking at the new year and like, hey, we don't have an engagement letter. Right. Let's get something. So they sent it for us.
So interesting, like, cities they're in. It's like West Texas and then Austin. Where's Spearman? I don't know what it is. Definitely like a regional company, specialized company.
Any other questions, any other discussions on there?
What is the term? I don't know. Yeah, so just for the year, the fiscal year?
Yes.
Fiscal year arrangement?
Cool.
Or until changes occur, then we'll have to reassess.
Well, I move we approve it.
Second.
All right, there's first and a second. All in favor of approving Brown Graham Assurance Tax Advisory Services?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Sorry, I meant to say aye. I was reading.
Okay, we got a late aye. Any opposed? All right, motion passes. We'll go ahead and get these guys approved to continue our services. Any other business outstanding? Motion to adjourn the meeting.
All right, sounds good.
Second.
Okay, yeah, it's very informal, so I just said, sounds good.
Same thing.
All right, we'll close the meeting at 8:13.
We should have, anytime, instead of saying aye from now on,